So when we're engaging in compassion practice, it's important to realize that as we settle and relax, we are in fact going to settle into a state of alertness. So we're allowing ourselves to be relaxed and comfortable and to come to rest. But we're not sinking into a state of torpor. We're coming to a rest in alertness. So as we are settling, becoming aware of our posture, whatever posture we've chosen, feeling that sense of being relaxed and comfortable, and paying attention to the sense of being balanced. So feeling the head balanced on the neck, and the neck balanced on the shoulders. And of course, when everything's balanced, there's a minimum of effort. And then as we are allowing the shoulders to feel balanced on the upper part of the body, allowing them to relax, to move downwards, allowing the chest to feel open so that the breath flows freely in and out of the body. Again, with the minimum of effort. The whole of the upper part of the body being balanced and settled on whatever we are using to support us. And then feeling the weight of the body going down through the points of contact of our body with our support, away into the floor and into the earth beneath us. And with this sense of being balanced and supported and held and grounded, we can, as best we can, come to rest. Allowing our breath to flow and feeling our mind and body resting together. And with every out-breath, our bodies can release their tension, our minds can be releasing thought, and maybe beginning to feel, to connect with a sense of stillness. The stillness of mind and body resting together. The stillness of feeling balanced and grounded and held. The stillness of the mind, seeing clearly, and not having to engage with thought. And as we're beginning to go deeper into this meditation, letting go of all expectations, letting go of the desire to analyze, letting go of any sense that there's a goal to be achieved or an outcome to be measured. and committing ourselves to the process of this meditation, just as it is, moment by moment. And right now, I'm going to invite you to allow to arise in your mind memories of the good things that you have done in your life. The caring things that you have done in your life. And maybe, as this invitation goes out to you, some feelings of resistance may arise, feelings of self-judgment. Maybe the first thing the mind tells you is that there's nothing there. So what I am inviting you to do, suggesting if you like, is that whilst noticing any sense of resistance or judgment to this process, just think back to something small that you may have done in the last few days and weeks that was kind and caring. No matter how small it seems to you, how uncomplicated it was. Allowing the memory of an act, kindness and caring, to arise within you. And feeling it. And allowing whatever has arisen, however small it may seem, to act as a door or a trigger, opening your mind up to the many other kind and caring things that you will undoubtedly have done in your life. allowing yourself to feel each and every one of them. Recognizing, of course, that sometimes, as we're allowing ourselves to access our feelings and the memories of feelings, things may arise unexpectedly. Some strong emotion may surface, simply because your mind has been relaxing and allowing things to surface. And if and when that happens, regarding this process of allowing things to surface as being a kind and caring process, and again noticing how it feels to be kind. And there are undoubtedly kind, caring, good things that we have done every day. Some of us have cared for and been kind to our pets. Others have cared for and been kind to our partners and relations. Yet others will have been kind and cared for friends and acquaintances, people that we may not even know will have been affected by our actions. So we're allowing our minds, giving ourselves permission, if you like, to feel the kind and caring things that we have done, a allowing ourselves to notice how these feel within us. Noticing the sensations of the body. Noticing the reactions of the mind. And perhaps beginning to see, to realize that there is something within us that wants to be kind and caring towards others. There is some deep-seated motivation within us. Even if right now it's just about treating others as you would like to be treated yourself, seeing if you can access and connect with the motivating force within you that wants to be kind and caring. Where does our desire to be kind and caring come from? Where do we feel it in the body? How often do we feel it? And how easy does it seem to connect with that motivation to be kind and caring? And in the last couple of minutes of this meditation practice, just inviting you as best you can to rest in whatever sense of connection that you have managed to make to your desire to be kind and caring.